I said, Yvav is Al Tatal, Ema Yaser Besach Beischo, Kaharba Kakulim Boim Al Reb Murra. So this is a takeoff of a Gomorrah. The Gomorrah says it's Asal Adam Lahatta Ema Yaser Besach Beischo, the Gomorrah gets in the first parak. Because the Gomorrah brings the whole story of Pelegish Megiva happened because the bow of the Pelegish was Matla Emi Service of Besai, and that was a cause of tremendous damage to Kal Yisrael. But the Gomorrah says that Erev Shabbos, you have to make three statements. You start to wrap the legals in there, so the Mar says you have to do it benichusa, gently, because people will be makabel it. The person doesn't do it gently, so Jamie's episode basically. So I mean, the challenge which we have over here is that it's pretty obvious. You know, that Amy Yisera doesn't work. I think nowadays for sure we're not into that style. The style of Amy Yisera is not our problem. We have other problems, but not Amy Yisera. The one area I want to talk about it is in a general avoid of a person, a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Nekuda of Yerushalayim, the Nekuda of Avos Hashem, trying to find the balance between the two points. They say over from the stipend said nowadays that there is a problem that people seem to minimize the element of Yerushalayim, and they focus more on the Avos Hashem part of the relationship. That's definitely true. And once upon a time, I think the stress was much more on the Yira part of it than the Abba part of it. At least in the world of the Litvaks. The Litvaks have become more like the Hasidim. We tend to, us soft Americans, tend to do much better with saying Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us than I bet you're going to burn in Gehenna for all your avarice type of an approach. So where does the I bet you're going to burn in Gehenna type of approach, where does it play a role? Like, how do we use that? The Gemara says, "Kol Kodesh Baruch Hu." It says, "Kodesh Baruch Hu is a vatram, yivatram oihi." You think the Bereshit is just going to ignore what we're doing wrong? So the Bereshit is going to rip apart the person. That attitude. So yes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, but it's a love which comes with expectations. So use an analogy of a parent to a child. So as long as the parent has no expectations of the child, so it's very easy to be loving and forgiving to the child. Whatever you do is fine, because I really couldn't care less what you do, because I have no expectations of you. That's not a very loving parent in the long run, because the child is not going to develop what he's supposed to develop. On the other hand, once a parent has expectations from the child doesn't meet those expectations, so the parent has disappointment with the child. Disappointment from a parent to a child comes across as painful to the child. Children want their parents to be proud of them. One of my cardinal principles in the world of kinnuch is that children want to make their parents proud. You'll find many children who do not make their parents proud, who do not attempt to make their parents proud. And I've had this conversation with parents. My kids don't care. I said, you're wrong. Your kids do care. The reason why they're making a facade is if they don't care is because they believe that they cannot meet your expectations, so why try? But inside, it kills them. A child feels very disappointed if they think their parents are disappointed in them. A child feels very, very sad. That's what they think. But they can't do anything about it, so they give up. And it creates a frustration and a bitterness in the child. So the parent has an expectation of the child, and the child doesn't meet it. So that lakuna of Ema of Yerushalayim, we need to have a recognition of. That the Baruch has expectations for us also, and we don't meet them. So the Baruch is not getting out there. It doesn't mean he doesn't love us, I don't know, but maybe that means he loves us even more. The parent says to the child, you know what, whatever, it's fine. I'm not upset at you because, you know, what can I expect? expect, you know, you have an IQ of 60. It's not a compliment to the child. Whatever you do is fine. But the child is a functioning child. The parent does have expectations of the child. So how do you convey the combination of love at the same time as expectations? And therefore, there are demands from the child. That's a very big challenge in the world. That's one of the biggest challenges in the world of chinuch, is this issue. That not to lose the statement of love, but have very clear expectations. So the Baruch Hashem is doing the same thing to us. When the Baruch Hashem is saying that he has expectations, and therefore, if we're deficient, there are consequences, that's not a statement of a lack of love. That's a tremendous expression of love. The Rambam, when he describes Yira, he talks about Yira's Einish, the Yira's Aravimus. He sees Yira's Aravimus and Ava as being a cycle, that one goes to the other. Yira is the awareness of the godliness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, how exalted he is and how distant he is from anything similar to what a human being is. The natural reaction to such an awareness is awe. The person goes to meet the Rabbi Yasha the first time in his life, and he's just like, he's got a pacha. It's like he understands the gap between himself and this person is so great, there's awe. So the awareness of that gap and that distance is so significant that there's an awe. But then the next step is that the awareness of that being who's so awesome reaches across that gap and says that he cares about us and he loves us, he's interested in us. There's a tremendous feeling of Ava. I don't know, but the more Yira there is, the more Ava there is. So that's the Yira Sarayimus. So Yira Sarayimus and Ava clearly cycle one to the other. But even Yira Sarayimus, which, you know, just sounds like get the brain in the Gehenna, as they say, you know, in the good old Shmuzin. It's a statement of being match of somebody. I believe that you have something to offer, and therefore, if you don't, I'm going to have to correct it. I'm going to have to address it. There's been many studies which have shown that the most painful thing to a child is a parent who's indifferent. It's even more painful to a child than a parent who's abusive. A parent who's abusive at least expresses the fact that he cares. A parent who couldn't care less, he's totally indifferent, it means the child means nothing to him. So you will find the children will go back into abusive situations because at least there's somebody who cares. They mean something to somebody. Is better than meaning that they mean nothing. They mean nothing. And the people who think they mean nothing usually end up being involved in some type of a self-destructive type of action, whether it's addiction or whatever it is, because that's so painful that they can't live with it. The person never lets us be that. So the standard fire and brimstone schmooze is maybe modified nowadays a little bit. I got those schmooze in yeshiva. We got those type of shoes in the yeshiva. I'm not sure how much they motivated us. But you have to have a very strong self-esteem and self-confidence to handle such a shmooze. Because the shmooze is basically saying you're not up to par. And And we don't deal well with saying we're not up to par. You're not accomplishing enough. We don't deal with it being told that we don't accomplish enough. So without yelling and screaming, just being told that statement is painful. Without the fire and the brimstone of it. But that's what the statement really means deep down. But there's two ways to listen to that statement. One of the statement is, you're not up to par. You're subpar. One of the listeners said, there's tremendous expectations of you. It's not easy to be up to par. But I believe in you that you can do this. And therefore, I'm disappointed when you don't. And that's the challenge of chinuch, is to find a way to convey that message to our children, that it should not be undermining their self-esteem. It should make them feel confident about themselves, that they have the ability to do certain things, whatever those things might be, each person according to his ability. And then the statement of belief is so powerful that even when the person fails and there is a reaction of that's not what I expected, it's not a statement of, you know what, you've been defined as subpar. You're defined as somebody who has tremendous abilities and tremendous expectations, and you didn't do it. Let's do it again. Can't give you an easy formula in the world of chinuch on that issue. If it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's 100% true that we need to, otherwise we slack off. The nature of human beings is we tend towards laziness, and if we don't have some type of motivation, so sometimes the motivation's doing something which I enjoy doing, so that's the motivation. Certain things I don't enjoy doing, certain parts of Avodas Hashem, which we like it or not, are not as enjoyable to us as others. And we all tend to do what the part that we enjoy. The part we don't enjoy, we don't do. You have the extraordinary yechidim, which like they're all excited about everything. That's not the average person. So one guy is more into learning, one guy's more into davening, one guy's more into chesed. So he's into the chesed stuff and he's great. Learning just doesn't turn him on. One guy learning turns him on very much, and doing chesed just doesn't talk to him. So, but that's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is having every element of it. So I think that's this nakuda of the balance of Ava and Yira, even not just Yiras Rememus, but Yiras Oynish. The point being that their expectations, which upon us to give, produce at a certain level, and if we don't, there are consequences. Last point. In the workplace, this is an interesting balance. It's evolving a little bit nowadays. But one of the strengths of the workplace is this point of that there's the boss. His bottom line is money. His bottom line is productivity. His bottom line is you got to produce. There's all the excuses in the world. That's beautiful. That's nice. You're so wonderful. You're so fine. You're all of the college things that they give to the kids, but they out into the real world, right, they fall apart because it doesn't work like that. And that's the best thing for the person is to know that there are expectations of him and then live up to them. And the parent, which is not giving the message to the child that you can do this and we expect of you and it's going to be hard but you got to do it anyway, really has not done the child a favor. Exactly.